Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hey.
What's poppin', y'all? We are back in the building.
In the building.
Listen, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And we are Shift Real Talk Tuesdays here on Real Talk TV.
Yo, we have a fireball topic.
First of all, before we get started, y'all, we just want to say, listen, please, like, share, and not only that, subscribe. We want you guys to subscribe to the channel. Subscribe. We got a nation out there, man, and we need y'all to subscribe to the channel.
Right.
Subscribe. YouTube. Come on, y'all. We need y'all to support us. You know what I'm saying? Support the cause and support the mission. The mission is to build family, to build people, to build people through the influence of building relationships
in the kingdom.
In the kingdom.
But that's not what I was saying.
I know. I just had to say that.
Okay.
Let me say
that. I was talking about our guest.
Okay. Okay. So you want to say it or you want me to tell
you? You go ahead.
Okay. So listen, we had a guest that was supposed to be on here today. We was going to talk about family dynamic, but our guest is so busy. He's not only an artist, he's a bishop.
Yeah.
Not only a bishop, he designs clothes. Then he's a husband. Then he's a father.
Yeah.
So he's wearing a lot of hats.
Absolutely.
And he called me a few minutes ago and said, man, I'm on my way back from Albany. I'm not going to make it back in time.
Right.
So, which is cool. We'll bring him back on in another week or so. You know, we'll get with him and get with his time so that we can really talk about the family dynamics, because we kind of wanted to get into that. But today, we're not going to get in the family dynamics, you know. It's cool. It's cool. This is Shift Real Talk. We are always ready.
I was a little disappointed because he is phenomenal, and I knew this show was
going
to be
And we had him on before.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, you know, how the marriage failed.
Yeah.
You know, that they went through a great struggle, and from that struggle, God allowed him to write a whole album. To bring him back his marriage.
Right.
And it was a phenomenal, and we were going to talk about that. But that's okay. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. God does all things work together for
that's
the good
right.
of them that love the Lord and
that's
are called according to his
purpose. So we are going in a different direction.
So we're going in a whole nother
today,
way. Today,
Elsa and Ash, how are you tonight? Listen, so we're going in a different direction. Tonight, we're going to talk about how to be true to yourself.
How are you?
My wife did ask me, did you get this?
No,
My bad. I'm sorry. So listen, y'all. So listen, we want to talk about tonight being, how do you be true to yourself?
Yeah.
Because really, it's truly about understanding who you are so that you could freely operate in situations and in relationships. You have to, before you can become one with anybody else, you have to know who you are. You have to understand who you are. And what we cannot do as individuals is, before I even say that, what we can't do, but just realizing this, our memories and our experiences as children, they shape our character as adults.
Come on.
So understanding that, there are certain memories that we remember that when we were younger. And I tell people this all the time. It's not about, especially as a child, it is not about what you do for me. It's what you do with me.
With me.
It's what you do with me. And I remember, my son remembers everything that I've done with him.
Right.
He don't never remember what I've done for him. Because I bought him a pair of sneakers that day, and then he don't remember them sneakers the next day. But if I, every memory that I've created with him as a child, he remembers it to this day. And guess what? He is operating in those memories.
Right.
Because I took him down a sports lane. You know, I introduced him to sports as a young man. And every memory that he remembered, it shaped his character to being a great sports player today.
Right.
And that's how a lot of these sons and, you know, fathers who play professional sports, how their sons now are great professional sports players because of those memories that were created.
Yeah, and the lessons that they learn that will shape how they deal with different situations in life. And mind provoking. Hey, baby, how are
What's up? My baby's on vacation, and she got on. Girl, you made my day. She out there in Aruba somewhere.
She the best. So listen, okay. So how to be true to yourself? It was a question that was posed today. What's important? What's most important in marriage? Is it being faithful to your spouse or being true to yourself? The whole point, I think, it's not just for marriage for us, because we're trying to talk about the family. It's in dating. It's period. What's most important? Being faithful to that person that you're with or being true to yourself? What you think, babe?
I think when it comes to relationships, you have to be true to yourself. But I think that you have to kind of like intertwine both of them. Because you have to be true to yourself because you have to be your true self.
In order for the relationship.
In order for you to be faithful in the relationship. Because
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. The only for you to be faithful, you have to be true to yourself.
Right.
Because if you don't know who you are, you won't be faithful.
And you'll be searching.
Yeah. Because you'll be introducing somebody who's false.
To falsehood.
Yeah, you'll be introducing to somebody, you know, I don't know who I am, so I expect you to know, love, or get to know somebody who I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, that's not,
no
that's not how you
I
do it.
I can expect that's you to you love me if yes. I have not even figured out yes. who I am. So,
You in Los Cabos, Mexico. Girl, are you on a cruise?
So listen, the thing
that's
is.
That's what's up, girl.
When it comes, and I love that answer because you do have to be true to yourself in order for you to be faithful in a relationship. So that takes me to the point of before you decide to get married or before you decide to get in a very serious relationship, you have to make sure that you are true to yourself so that this will not be a question that comes up in the marriage. Should I be faithful to him or should I be true to myself? Or should I be faithful to her, vice versa?
Yes, got you.
So how are we going to run this today?
So listen, so I got a couple of questions I want. And those of you who are online who are watching us in TV land, I got a couple of questions that I want to ask. And I want y'all to give me y'all opinion on these questions that I have. That because we're talking about being true to yourself.
Got
to
be true.
And being true to yourself is knowing who you are. So the first question I want to ask is, what is it that you have to do to get what you want?
What is it that you have to do?
Yeah. What do you feel that you need to do to get the things
where
that you want?
I got this from,
now this is a relationship true to yourself game. I'm getting these questions from here and I'm just asking for it. Yeah. So the first question that I have is, make this personal.
Okay.
What do I have to do as an individual trying to be true to myself? What do I have to do to get what I want? And I hope what you want is happiness, but you know, but what?
Okay.
I'm just using it as it. So what do you have to do?
Hey, Crystal, how are you? Lisa Dabney, Lisa Dab, what's up, baby? So the thing is, what do I have to do to be true? If I have to make it personal, I have to know what. Okay, so wait, I'm sorry, say it again.
What do I, are we making it personal, okay. But I want y'all to answer it as is I asking the question.
Right.
What do I have to do to get what I want?
In order for me to get what I want, I have to first know what I want. So what do? I have to get to know what it is that I want. Because if I don't know what I want, then I won't know what to do to get it.
Mm-hmm. Mind Perfocus said, not to go after what you want. Go after what you need. I like that.
So if you go after what you need, then more than likely you'll get what you want.
Yeah, if you go, well.
Even if you don't know it's what you want at
but
the
time. But what if you don't know what, because a lot of times we tend to go after what we desire. And a lot of times what we desire is not what we need, but it's still what we want. You know what I'm saying? Because ice cream is not good for me.
Right.
It ain't good for me at all. But a lot of times I want ice cream.
Right.
But I know it ain't good for me. But the thing is, I have to fulfill what's that craving that I have inside. You know, we have cravings. So I believe before to get what you want, you have to fulfill those desires. You have to, in other words.
Wait. Okay. Yeah. Help me break it down.
Yeah. For me. I'm gonna break it down. You have to be a whole person. You have to be complete. To get what you want, you have to complete those empty voids in yourself so you don't crave for the things that you want.
How do you do that?
You become that complete person, meaning you get to know who you are. You get to understand, you know what I'm saying, you get to know how your character was shaped, who you are as an individual, not just by your memories, but who you are today. You know what I'm saying? And who you can become even greater. So you got to be the best you that you can be to be able to understand that because I'm who I am, what I want is gonna supersede or kind of meet up with the things that I desire. You know what I'm saying? Or what I need. You understand what I'm saying?
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm trying to get there.
You're trying to get there?
Yeah. Come down Straight Street.
Come down Straight Street. I'm explaining it.
Okay.
You got to be a whole person.
Okay.
This whole person is who you are or who you're going to become. Not through your behaviors, not through your thoughts, but this person who has kind of dealt with those things that kind of hindered you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I think I got it.
So because if you're a person that really comes in, okay, let me use an example because I'm better with examples.
Okay.
So if say, for instance, me and you got into a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted this relationship because I wanted it because I felt like it was going to fulfill what I was lacking in.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, I don't need for you to fulfill what I'm lacking in because I need to be fulfilled already. You know what I'm saying? I need to be that complete person. Even though I just found this out yesterday.
Okay.
I even know that there is the person that kind of completes you. So you don't know, no matter how complete
balances
that you,
you
still have that person that completes you. So where I am weak at, you know what I'm saying? You kind of complete those places where I'm weak and the same thing, vice versa.
Right.
But the thing is, I still had to be that complete person for me to even understand that I'm able to fit into a place where I can be balanced.
So in other words, you're basically saying that you have to sit with yourself, figure out what those things are about you and your character that you need to stand firm on. You need to know your boundaries. You need to understand the parameters of who you're going to let in, who you're not going to let in based on what you're learning about yourself. Got to be careful who you get connected to because sometimes when you get connected to the wrong person, they'll suck the life out of you or distort the whole person that you're trying to become. So you have to sit with yourself. You have to sit with your past.
Yes.
You have to think about the things that you went through when you were young and actually through the mindset and the eyes of an adult, you have to come to grips with those things that you went through in your past.
Yes.
Some things that scared you in your past that caused you to be fearful and anxious when you're an adult. When you pay attention as an adult and look back on those things, you'll realize it's not so scary. And these are some things that I was scared of when I was little. So you got to get to know you.
So hey, Lisa. Lisa said you must determine what's for you and what's not and what's good to you and what's not good to you. That's right. Hey, Crystal. Crystal, we did announce that our guest for tonight we had to reschedule our guest for the night. So we just, you know, we improv in the night, but God, you know, that's what we do at Shift Real Talk. Mama Pearly is on. Hey, Mama Pearly, we love you.
We love you, Mama Pearl.
We love you. My Crystal, dad is on the line.
Pop Jesse.
Crystal said, you have to know where you want to be as a person and you see what you're lacking. Then what you are lacking should be your focus, self-evaluation. Exactly.
Okay, so I got you, Crystal.
Yes,
basically,
exactly.
Crystal's saying you have to know where you're lacking.
Yes.
And once you know where you're lacking, you focus on that.
That's right.
And when you focus on where you're lacking, then you could become a whole person because now you know what you need.
Yes.
And you go after that. I love that.
Just a disclaimer, man. I want y'all to know Crystal Spearman is she has her own production company. And she's actually, this is the label that Bishop is signed to, who we were interviewing tonight, and also a label that I will be going to. We're going to be talking about my project coming out soon. But Crystal, she's awesome. Her entertainment company is the bomb. So, you know, we looking for artists. I'm sure Crystal don't mind me saying that, but she's looking for artists. Just a little disclaimer, I wanted to throw that out
go
there.
Go on
so
her Facebook page. Yeah, go follow on her Facebook page.
Follow her. Check out
support
y'all.
Support her, because support that's her. What we do here because, at Shift
because
Real Talk TV.
Because to be honest with you, man, she, you know, there's some labels and there's some people who are not really, they have a motive. And we was talking about this last week, especially leaders. Leaders carry out their own motive, and they sometimes expect you, and they expect you to fit into what they're trying to do. But one thing I say about Crystal, she's doing what God has ordained her to do. So it's not her motive; it's her purpose. Come so on. She's fulfilling purpose through her company. And I promise you, man, she got some great artists on there already. And she's fulfilling purpose because God placed this and laid it in her lap to do. So I'm so proud of her.
So follow Crystal Monk Peer yes. Men.
Yes. We love
she's
her.
She's online. We love follow her. Her. Can I pick her. A card?
Yeah, pick one.
Okay.
Pick one. Let's see. Yeah. Come on.
He didn't want to do random. He wanted to pick them out first. But I like, since I'm picking one, I like to mix them up. Hey, come on. Let me do it. Let me mix them up a little bit.
Come on. You got to go with it.
All right, baby.
All right, while you looking, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What's the one thing that you know you need to confront? The one thing about yourself that you know you need to confront?
Ooh, that's something I got to think
come
about.
Come on, y'all. Y'all think about that.
Okay, one thing that about yourself that you know you need to confront. Oh, that's a good one, because sometimes you don't really know what you need to confront until it comes in front of you.
Ooh, a come front.
Right. So you really don't know what it is, because you a lot of times we think we're fine until there's something that comes up that we realize, wow, I didn't even realize that was a thing in me.
Yes. I know one thing I have to confront, and like I said, I'm in school right now, and this class is teaching me a lot, not just about learning how to be a counselor, not learning how to mm-hmm. deal with marriage and family stuff, but it's teaching me a lot about myself, because I'm actually learning about me in this class.
Right.
Because I'm seeing a lot of behaviors that I didn't know I ran from. So I know one thing that I have to confront is being more optimistic. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I have to be, because I'm a person that when I see something, that's it. That's just what it is. And cause if somebody, like the other day I was in a conversation with somebody and they was telling me, man, there's a guy that's asking for help. And what's wrong with him that he's asking for all of this help? And, you know, he's a young man. And I had to hustle and do what I got to do. So why he's not hustling and do it? And the old Jesse was not optimistic about the guy's situation, because I would have thought like the guy I was talking to, you know, like, yeah, right. This dude young like me, days. Like what's wrong? Man, I ain't helping him out. What the?
Yeah, he's an able-bodied young man.
Yeah, able-bodied young man. Ain't nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that really has been my downfall, because it would really hold me back from helping people that I really probably could help if I was a little more optimistic and compassionate to situations that I had to learn how to get out of, and certain right. people probably don't even know how to get out of certain situations.
And sometimes God will send people your way just to see how you're going to respond to helping.
Exactly.
All right. So Mind Provoking says that one thing that she has.
Maritza.
She says she needs to confront detachment. You got to elaborate on that a little bit. Marissa Jackson. She says, I heard you sing in service the other day. You sound amazing.
Oh, you watched her?
Thanks.
Go ahead, girl.
Wow.
Hold on. Maritza's on here. An awesome playwright.
Yo,
sis,
for real.
We could not make it to that, to I'm Bullied, right? We could not make it. Coming from Houston, them tickets was crazy. But I promise you, we're going to do something, and we're going to connect some type of way. Maritza Jackson, please, y'all. I don't know if you recorded it and got it of videoing, or if you video. I don't know how you're doing that, but listen, I don't know how you're going to put it on YouTube or something, but we got to figure out a way to put it on YouTube. Maritza Jackson, please. Y'all check that
follow
play
her
out.
Too.
Follow Maritza Jackson, because she is an awesome playwright. And here's another one that is doing what the kingdom building
purpose.
Purpose. Because that's what it is. It's not about carrying a vision. It's about building kingdom about through our influences. And this is what she's doing, man. And God is connecting us with a lot of people that's doing. Barry, yeah, my boy Barry, you know, he was one of the stars on the show, man. Please, Marilyn is next. Please let us know, Marissa. We want to be there.
She said Marilyn is next.
Hopefully we can work out getting you out here in Houston. Because God knows, you know what I'm saying? We'll work it out. But anyway.
So, he giving all the shout outs now. So I guess as people come on, we'll continue to help the Shift Real Talk family know who to follow. Because when you follow good people and you connect with good people,
listen,
then you get good stuff.
While I got y'all on, please do me a favor. I got to stop one more time. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, y'all. I need everybody that's on here to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Shift Real Talk TV.
Shift Real Talk TV. Y'all see the S. Y'all see it on there. I need y'all to subscribe, y'all. Please.
All right. So Mama Pearly said one thing that she has to confront is patience.
Wow.
Mind Provoking said detachment.
I want you to explain that to us, daughter. I call her my daughter because I feel like she's my daughter. Yeah. I'm so close to her.
I asked her, explain that detachment. Why do you feel like you have to confront detachment? Mama Pearly, that's for you too. Give us an example of why you feel like you have to confront patience. These are some things that maybe somebody else who's watching can get a little help from, because people going through they stuff. And when we get on here and talk, we help one another.
I know Marissa, because her whole life story, she put it on the stage. And man, I'm sure it was powerful. So, you know, like I said, we all have things that, you know, we really have to learn to confront so that we can truly be true to ourselves.
Aunt Liza's on the line. We was looking for you. Okay, so Mind Provoking said, it's easy for me to detach due to others' deficits that were masked dishonesty. She says, when given the opportunity to be unmasked, vulnerable. So let me read that again. It's easy for me to detach due to others' deficits that were masked. So when people are dishonest with her, she detached easy when they have the opportunity to be vulnerable and they don't. So,
Mind Provoking, that is so dope, because where we were in our lives, now we have to really understand certain people are not sometimes where we are. So it's hard to really see a person who has a problem with being open, because everybody is not happy about what they're hiding. And it's a reason why they're hiding this stuff, because they really don't want you looking at them different. You know what I'm saying? Because I had that problem. I was messed up in the inside, and I didn't want her to see it, but she seen it because it came out of my anger when it was time for me to face it. Because at the end of the day, we're going to face these things that we're going to face it. You're going to have to come clean with it. You're going to have to come clean with whatever it is, and you're going to have to deal with it head on. You know what I'm saying? But understanding this, though, when we are in the midst of the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had to deal with being in this fire, but they weren't in it alone. You know what I'm saying? So when we understand that the issue that we come across, the way our behaviors were shaped, you know, these things happen to us for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We weren't in this alone. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us been in abusive relationships, whether it was our parents, whether it was relationships we got into, whether it was with our kids. You know, so a lot of us been in verbally, physically, mentally, because those three things are certain places that we need to be complete in: physically, emotionally, spiritually, physically. We got to be complete in these things. So when we go through certain situations, they shape these emotions that we don't deal with, that we have not dealt with, because what happens is abuses has set in. So what we do is now we don't face it. We run from it because we don't want to have to deal with the pain that we feel that caused us, you know, when we went through those situations. But at the end of the day, those situations came to really actually show us what it looks like. Show us, okay, this is something that I may have to face. So now I have to really come to grips with it. Like, okay, this can happen. But how now, at the older person of me or the who person who I am today, how do I confront it? I don't confront it like I was when I was little. I confront it now from a place of maturity.
Wisdom.
From a grown-up place, because every day we gain more knowledge. Every day we gain more insight. Every day we gain more strength. We gain more knowledge. And as we gain these things, now it allows us and gives us the information that we need to go back to face those things that we didn't have the information to deal with when we first came across it.
Okay, that was a lot. All right.
I'm sorry.
I got you. No, you're good. Hey, Darren, welcome back.
Darren, my guy.
Okay, so Mind Provoking, she says, it's a trigger because they wasted my time.
Gotcha.
If a person needs to heal and work on them, why attach to me and drain me when they were not in a place to handle someone who is ready and in place? The thing about it is we're talking about being true to yourself. This takes intention. You have to be intentional to be true to yourself. And you said it triggers you because they wasted your time. Why attach to you and suck the life out of you? But what if they didn't know that that's what was going on? Because, see, the thing is, I live with me. I was raised up as me. I know me, and I'm used to me. So because of that, I think I'm okay. But then someone else might come along, and when that person comes along, it starts to help me be, I guess, exposed in a way. In ways I didn't even realize that I had issues, I may realize, wow, I didn't know I did this, or things of that nature. So sometimes we have to give a little grace, and we have to take that time to slow down and get to know that person better. So then we won't hold them responsible for sucking the life out of us or draining us, but we'll hold ourselves responsible for not taking the time to get to know that person first before they attached to us in that way.
And also, a lot of times, Mind Provoking, a lot of times there's things that are placed in us to really help people. And that's one thing. That's why I said the thing that I had to deal with and confront was my compassion and being optimistic about certain things, because when I felt somebody was draining me, that's what I thought it was. You draining me. Like, boom. But really, if they draining me, I had to think about that. Maybe that's the place that I'm in. Because a lot of times, you would show me that, okay, because you need help, then that shapes where our relationship is going. But it don't shape my help for you. It shapes my relationship with you. Meaning, like, I can't be in a relationship with somebody that I feel like that's draining me. But I'm going to be there. Now, this is not marriage, because marriage, we got to have, we really got to have that for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, and sickness and in health, until death do us part. But people that we're relating with and in relationship with, friendships, stuff like that, there's a reason why God placed us in their life. Right. Because, again, there's certain things that's inside of us that God placed inside of us to help them through the time, in their time of need. So, we could have been, put in a situation to help people, and we draining, we being drained. So it's not for us to be drained.
Okay. We're going to say Mind Provoking's and Aunt Liza, and then we're going to go to the next question.
Yes.
She says, to add on, Auntie, most people have patterns, yet play victim while making another the victim. And Aunt Liza says, but when they know. So the thing, you're right, a lot of people do play the victim. That's why I say slow down. Take time to, let the relationship simmer. Like good meat make its own gravy. You got to be that be like that. Slow down, allow some things to come up off the relationship and see whether or not it's good. See whether it's good or not. And that person can't take from you something you don't give. If they wasting your time, then it's time that you gave them to waste. If that person is a victim, right? We know what victim or victor look like, because it's either one or the other. Either you're a victim or you're a victor. You know when someone's coming as a victim. So at that point, you have to take responsibility to the fact that you allowed that victim to come into your space. And sometimes it's something in us, like Pastor JJ said, that we feel like we want to fix people. We might have that complex, and victims are drawn to us. And that's something in us that we need to kind of like get healed from. And that's some things in us. Like maybe when you were younger, you just always wanted to help somebody. You felt like somebody, you always needed somebody to help you, be there for you. And, you know, it could be a plethora of different things. But at the end of the day.
And you know something too, mind provoking? Sometimes, you know, people need counseling. So at that point now, you just send them your website. And your bill. No, okay, I'm just joking. But real, all jokes aside, as counselors, you know it is mind provoking. As counselors, and I say it's counseling, but it's ministry. Period. A lot of times, what we try to do is sow seed to people, and we sow the seed and expecting people to listen to the seed that we've given them. But sometimes people are not in the position to receive the seed that you're giving to them. Why? Because the ground that they're in is damaged.
It has not been plowed.
That
ground is hard.
So before we plant seeds, we got to strip the
we're going to have to
We got to dig deep. We got to dig deep. We got to
break up that ground.
We got to break up some things and unmask some things before we can even start sowing seeds, because you have to sow the seed on good ground. It ain't got nothing to do with money.
And
it
seed is everything. Your words.
Yes. So you got to be able to sow good seed into a good ground, not damaged ground. So when they say that the victim, we know, okay, that soil is not good. So before I say something, because now you do have the choice now. Okay, I can't deal with this, or, you know, and then you know that they teach this in counseling. You know, wrap them with services, or you refer them to somebody who can deal with their situation.
And in the event that you're not a counselor, just being a friend or just being a regular person, you have to understand, too, that if somebody comes as a victim, if you're really their friend or if you really care about them, then maybe, just maybe, you can get a little, you know, dig a little deeper, break up some of that ground, and find out why they are a victim. And then we can't leave out, because one thing about Shift Real Talk, we talk to real people in real relationships with real issues, give them real solutions based out of the Word of God. So the thing that happens is we can't leave out the fact that if God has allowed you to see that in that person, then he's trusting that what you see, you're going to know what to do with it. So what he is asking you to do with it is bring it to me. Cast your cares on me. So if you care about that person, it doesn't mean you have to be with that person. It could just be a friend. If you care about that person, then you go on behalf of that person to God and say, okay, God, this is what they just gave me. This is what I just saw. Can you help them? Because I know it's hard to go through that. They're a victim for a reason. And some people have been a victim so long that they feel like it works for them. And they're going to hold on to that because that's what they know to do. And you could be the person to help them, not even by doing a whole bunch of extra stuff, just simply by hearing them, seeing it for what it is, and taking it to God.
Elijah said, we have to start comforting the person and stop giving them excuses. It's not our responsibility to carry the weight of others' trauma.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Right. Yeah, you don't care. But first of all, God has not made us weight carriers. That's God's weight.
That's God's weight.
So what we have to do as individuals is understand. See, the purpose of why God allows us to see the traumas of people is because now we know how to take those traumas and give them to the one who can fix the traumas.
Right.
But see, what we do is in the midst of comforting, we try to fix it ourselves.
Yeah.
And we try to, and then we're tricked by it because now we're carrying the trauma, we're carrying the weight, and then not knowing what to do. So the thing is, it is our responsibility to make sure that we're there praying for that person, that we're there giving them an encouraging word. You know what I'm saying?
Life
like she said.
Life is in the tongue. Yeah, it's right here, the words you speak. Either you're going to breathe life into that person or you're going to breathe death into that person.
Yes.
But regardless of what, if you don't want to really connect in a serious relationship with that person, then you just have to take your time and really understand who you're dealing with, because you have to be careful who you attach yourself to. There is not one person in this world today, especially with the generations that's being raised up now, that is not dealing or carrying some real tricky situations in their bag.
Mama Pearlie said, you have to cultivate the soil. That's right. You got to cultivate the soil and don't turn back. You
got Ashley on the line. Jada Thornton is on the line. Y'all, we talking about how to be true to yourself. So we have this.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let's deal with what Eliza said. She said, they may be a victim, but they are also making you a victim of their circumstances.
How
do you, okay, I need you to explain that a little more, Aunt Liza, because sometimes
I get what she's saying.
I get what you're saying, because sometimes we can feel like that, but I want us to understand, sometimes when people are really trying to get you to understand what they're going through, you know, it's the cry. It's because how people cry out for help, it may look like they're playing victim, but sometimes we may not see it as a cry. So that's why that's what I'm learning, and me being optimistic. We got to look at people through God's eyes, and we got to carry that. We got to carry that characteristic. So we have to see that, okay, I'm not going to be the victim of what you're going through, but I'm going to understand what you're going through and understand that I'm here to help you now get, because the thing is, we got to change their thoughts. So how do we change their thought?
You said, I'm here to now help you do what?
I'm here to help you not continue to think that you're a victim. Because so a man thinketh, so is he. So we got to change the thoughts. You know, and like I said, a lot of times, no, not a lot of times, but this is what God does. He places us in front of people because he puts us there for a reason. And he allows us to see their faults, their insecurities, or whatever they're struggling with for a reason. So it's our job to see the need of the people so that we know what to take to God. Because sometimes some people don't know how to get to God because they're so bottled up with the trauma that they've gone through, They don't know how to go to God. So God puts us there.
Or they don't want to because they just done. I don't even feel like praying. I've been in situations like that in my life where things was just coming at me so much. And I was at one point feeling like a victim of my circumstances. So I understand what Eliza said. You could be a part of somebody's life, and then that, because they care about you, they'll take on your stuff. And then they end up being a victim. But the thing that I just, I would like to address is, she says they are also making you a victim. No one, in my opinion, can make you be a victim of their circumstances. You choose to, by maybe who you are, how you care, and all that stuff. So you have to be careful.
But let's be real. Let's be real. I don't believe nobody makes you be a victim of their circumstances, but I believe people try to make you hear, because the hearing is where the problem comes in at. Because if you don't hear what I'm saying, or if you don't hear what I'm trying to express to you, then it can look like I'm trying to put what I'm going through on you, because you're not in the place to hear what I'm crying out for.
And Liza say, but if both are crying, then who can hear?
And we understand that. You're right. That we need to come back and do it. That's a topic. How do we deal with this? How do we deal with when both of us are crying for help?
Yeah.
How do we hear when both of us are crying for help?
Darren says some self-blinded. Some are blinded. Some self-blinded. I get that.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Okay. So, Tanisha, we talking about
how
to be true to yourself. Before you get into a relationship, you need to know this. If you're already in a marriage, it's not too late for you to be true to yourself, because we grow all the time. We're constantly growing and constantly being better. And if that person is with you in that marriage and they see that you're trying to be true to yourself, even if they say you change. Well, yeah, because at this point I realized I was never true to myself, and now I want to be. So I want you to help me with that.
Let's go back, because I want to kind of deal with what she's saying. When two people are crying, that means nobody, because at some point somebody has to hear God. Somebody has to hear God, because if I can't hear you, at least I can hear God, because that's really that has been what my soul is. Even dealing with situations with me and my wife, Now, a lot of times there were situations that came up where we couldn't talk. We were talking at each other. But mm-hmm. the point was, the only way that I can get to hear her is now I have to invite God into the conversation. Okay, God. Okay, listen. She's not listening to me. And if she screams on top of me one more time, I may say something, God, that I'm probably going to regret later. But I don't want to get to that point where I'm going to regret what I say. So I need you to open my heart so that I can hear what she's saying.
Right.
And the thing of what happens when I go to God, she comes to me with what I just went to God about. So if I know I can't hear her, then somebody had to say, okay, me and you can't talk, but me and you can talk so that me and you can talk. So we have to go, we have to invite God into the conversation, because when we don't do that, I promise you, we're going to be crying at each other. We're going to be screaming at each other. Excuse me. We're going to be yelling at each other and ain't nobody hearing nothing. And I promise you that if when you piling that stuff on under the rug and sweeping it under the rug, it comes out. That trash comes out, built up. Built up trash don't smell good and it don't look good. So we got
to,
you know.
And sometimes when people are hurting and you're so used to seeing them in the pain because they have never been healed from past hurts, you may say, not you and anybody in particular, but sometimes we as people say, you need to stop crying. You ain't no victim. But maybe that person is not trying to come off as a victim.
Yeah.
More so, they just, like Aunt Pearlie said, it's a cry for help.
It's a cry for help.
It's a cry for help.
I need you. I need you to hear me. That's what a conflict is. You don't hear my heart. And what do people mostly argue about? You're not hearing my true heart.
They argue opinions.
We're arguing opinions.
What I'm feeling, what I'm
thinking.
I'm
forcing my will on you so that you can hear. So when I'm getting frustrated, what I do is I try to overtalk her because I want her to just hear my heart. Just hear what I got to say. Yeah. Please. But I promise you, there's certain words that we can say that make people really come out of not trying to force you to hear what I'm saying. You know, and it's something like, you know what, babe, I hear you.
And you know,
you know what, babe, I understand what you're saying.
If you've been in a situation so long that you have become numb to the needs of the of hearing someone else's cry, or if you've been in a situation so long where it's almost like you already have a set narrative about that person when they behave in that way, then it may mean for you at this point, God could be saying, I'm trying to help you understand how to change your mentality about people who are in this situation.
Yes, yes.
Because it's a lot of damage that happens in homes growing up. It's a lot of damage that happens when you're in your 20s. It's a lot of damage that happens when you first start dating and you're getting it wrong and somebody hurts your heart. It's a lot of damage that we deal with daily. It's a lot of damage that each person that's watching this podcast is dealing with right now. But we have to know and understand that if somebody has a victim mentality, then that person has been hurt somewhere. And although you may not be able to touch the place of to heal them in that way, then there's a God. And with this podcast is not for just people who always want to rebuttal, but that don't work for me. This podcast is for people who say, you know what? I want to change my mentality. I want better in my relationship. I want to do something different. This is not just us talking. This is us saying there is a God who says, I got you. I'm the one that will help change that. I'm the changing agent. I'm the one that understands their heart better than anybody. So when you bring it to me, I'll download something into your thoughts to help you say something that you don't even realize you're saying that'll unlock that place in their heart and cause that person to say, wow, nobody's never seen me this way. Nobody's never took the time to care about me like that. But if we keep trying to do it ourselves, I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how many counseling courses you take. I don't care how much you read books on top of books. If God does not share that person's heart with you, you can't do anything but get frustrated because you're trying to fix something. God says, I got the answer. All you got to do is ask me. Because if you want wisdom, I said, I'll give it to you and it's free.
Well, the first thing is first. And even in counseling, like I said, you know, God is raising me up. I got a counselor online. My daughter niece, She's a counselor. I'm in school right now for my master's in counseling. And one thing they tell you, even in being a counselor that you're learning, the first person that you, before you can even help somebody
come
else,
on.
Before you can help anybody else,
yeah.
you first have to know who you are. So to know who you are, then you know your capabilities to be able to listen. You know your capabilities to be able to hear, to be able to understand, to be able to assess, to be able to interview. I mean, but so the thing is, you have to be in the position yourself to be able to help somebody else. So what are you saying? What I'm saying is to really get to understand somebody, you first have to be
understanding
yourself. Because you'll never understand and you'll never understand what damage that you can cause not being true to yourself.
Because you'll be too busy looking at other people's mess, being judgmental or critical, and not looking at, wow, you know what, I feel you because I went through some something similar and I know how hard it was for me to come out of that. So, I, you know what? Instead of me looking at you now in judgment
yes.
or looking at you now saying, I'm so sick of this, then I'm looking at you now through the eyes of, wow, okay, I got you.
Let's deal with that. And Pearly and Darren, we're going to meet with y'all Thursday. So, let y'all make time.
Pearly.
Aunt Liza, sorry. We're going to meet with y'all
Mama
Thursday.
Mama Pearly, she done. He done.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I done put you in.
Okay,
thank
so,
you. So, Darren said, when trying to be heard, you're not always making yourself clear. Darren... The reason why you may not be making yourself clear is because of your character, how it was shaped when you were younger. And a lot of times, because if we've never had the voice to speak, and when we were younger, it could shape how we express ourselves at a later date.
Wow, that's good.
So you really have to really allow God to really... And get the information. That's why God placed you in my life. God placed us in each other's life for a reason, so that we can practice talking, and you can get it out to me. I'm here to listen. So we're gonna talk later. But again, it's just practicing being able to talk and see. Here's the thing: conversation is conversation in a safe place. So if you got somewhere safe to lay your conversation, then it becomes easy. It is only hard when you don't have that safe place
when
to lay your
safety.
When you don't have safety. Because if you feel like you're going to be attacked, it's going to remind you of that characteristic that you picked up, that memory that you picked up when you were little. So it's going to only trigger that. And what it'll do is it'll cause you to shut down. And it'll cause you, like Elijah said, is to hide in your turtle shell.
Yep.
Because you were triggered by a non-safe place.
Yeah. Too Real, what's up? We miss
Too
you,
Too Real. Girl, we see you next week.
Okay, so we have a few more minutes left so we can talk about the next question. And that question is, how do I know when I'm on the wrong path?
Woo! Okay, just to let y'all know, those who came in, we had a guest that was supposed to come on today. But he kind of like
he couldn't make it.
He couldn't make it. His schedules was
so we're gonna bring him on a different.
We're gonna bring
week.
Him on a different day. You know?
So this week,
next week,
Too Real, coming off the cuff today.
So we coming off the cuff. So anyway, go back to that question.
And the topic is how to be true. How to be
true to yourself.
True to yourself.
Read that question because that was
so
a good one.
One thing that it says: how do you know when? How do I know when I'm on the wrong path? You have to know that in order to be true to yourself. You at the crossroads.
Y'all want
to
answer that?
Okay, so let me give you the visual. You at the crossroads. You have two ways that you can go. You go that way. How do you know if you're on the right path or the wrong path? So this question is, how do I know if I'm on the wrong path?
You know, I say you'll know you're on the wrong path when you're moving and it don't look like you're going nowhere. You're walking. You're just walking in place. It's like you're walking on a treadmill and you're not going nowhere. But if you was on the right path, I believe there would be movement. There would be growth. There would be you getting somewhere because, yeah, because God's roadmap, no matter what, it's going to lead you somewhere. So when you're in the right path, you're moving. But if you're on the wrong path, I just believe you're moving, but in place. You're moving in place.
All right, so I have two good comments. We got one from Ashley Jones and one from Too Real. Okay, so Ashley says, how do I know when I'm on the wrong path?
That's true.
When God isn't included in it.
Come on.
If he is, even if you're on the wrong path, he will correct it. No worries.
Come on, Ashley.
I love that.
That's my sister.
I love that. Too Real, it was something up here. It seemed like it went away. I can't find Too Real anymore. Okay, so the thing is, that's true. If you on the right path, then you will see some blessings that's because I feel like God has all of our blessings set up for us. And like she said, even if you're on the wrong path, God will correct it, so you still win.
That's right.
So you still win.
You just really just kind of like you just drop the mic. Boom, there you go. Cause that's so true. Cause even if you go, cause you know how it is when you're on a GPS and you made the wrong turn or you missed your turn. All it does is even though you're going wrong the wrong way, it just redirects you. So just go this way and you'll get back on the right path.
Yeah.
So it directs you no matter what, wrong or right or wrong. You're right. You're so right. When you put God, because guess what? That's the scripture. It says in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct thy path.
Okay, so Darren says, you keep traveling, but you keep having pitfalls.
Yes, wow. Yes.
That's how you know, when you keep having pitfalls. Now, the thing about pitfalls is sometimes people think that when you getting tested, having tested in life and you got little issues that you got. God says everybody have to carry their cross. He says, take up your cross and follow me. So it doesn't mean that your path is going to be smooth all the time. But at the same time, though, you won't feel like that you're constantly going down. You're constantly falling down. You're constantly hurting yourself. You constantly the pitfalls. It's like you can't never get up. You can't never come up. That's when you know you're on the wrong path. But when you're on the right path, God says, I'll set you up. He says, if you lift me up, I'll draw men unto you. I'll bring the right people into your life. I'll bring the right situations your way so you can win when you're on the right path.
Yes.
But you got to listen.
Yes. So, man, well, I got one too before because that was dope.
Oh, that's all we're going to do for my question when we spent all that time on your question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll play it. Okay, wait. Too Real says, blessings and good people surround you. There is no such thing as a negative path. Each new day allows us to correct ourselves, getting back on God's alignment. He automatically corrects your path. And then Ashley says, I think God creates pitfalls as well. Come on now. She says, how can I praise him for the mountain when I've never seen the pit? Yeah, I said Ashley Jones. Uh-huh. Sometimes that's what it takes to show me where he's taking me. Come see.
It sounds like you've been in Bible study.
Come on, y'all better preach. Aunt Liza says God's not going to lead you a wrong path.
That's right.
So when you following him, he said he'll direct your path. So when you at that crossroads, you just go in the direction that God got you.
We are on live, and I know I shouldn't be saying this on live, but I'm gonna say this. Aunt Liza, we wanna meet with you guys Thursday, okay? So y'all make time for us. I don't care what time it is, y'all make time for us. Thursday. But anyway, I want to do this real quick. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this real quick. Listen, y'all, I want y'all to go on our YouTube page. It is Shift Real Talk
TV
on YouTube. What I'm doing is I'm giving away a 50-inch TV.
What?
I'm giving away a 50-inch TV. I'm giving it away.
We didn't consult.
I'm giving it away. But I'm giving it away to subscriber number 500. So I'm giving it away to subscriber number 500. So I need y'all to go and subscribe I need y'all to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'm giving away a 50-inch TV, a 50-inch flat screen Samsung TV to the subscriber number 500.
I still supposed to be blessing Mama Pearly for sharing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now. Mama Pearly, send me your Cash App.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now so I won't forget. So I can bless Mama Pearly, because Mama Pearly is consistently sharing this channel.
Sis looking lost. You already know. You already know, sis.
What happened?
Ashley, she said you about to be in the pit, Jesse. I didn't tell her, but it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
We're doing it for the kingdom.
We're doing it as God leads you.
Yes. All right, Aunt Liza, cool. That's right.
Tyrell says, Mama, when she sent it to you, send the blessing to me.
That's right. Come on. Man, listen, y'all. We love Tyrell. I'm telling y'all, she is a part of us, and we love her. I promise you, we love that young lady.
She's a fireball. She fits in perfectly.
She fits in with us.
That's my sister from another mister.
We love her. You know what I'm saying? I want her to meet my sister in the ATL, Ashley, my sister Ashley Jones. You know what I'm saying? I want them to. We got stuff that we're going to do, man.
So listen, the whole point about getting to know your true self, being true to yourself, y'all, this is very important because there's so many things just trying to carry us all which ways in this world. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable. That's what my word teaches me in all his ways. So when you see somebody that's unstable, they think, in two different directions. They can't never make up their mind. They overhear 1 minute, and then the next minute they are totally somewhere else. It totally look like, and people say, oh, they bipolar, but that might be naturally. But spiritually, the Lord says it's that person is simply double-minded. And they're unstable. They don't have no footing. Seem like they driven. Anytime the wind blow one way, a trend happened over here, they over here. Then culture shift you over there, or you over there. You never stay in that position and know who you are enough to say, nah, I feel you and I understand where you at with it. But for me, this is where I'm standing. This is where I am. I'm standing firm on this. So this is me.
Let's leave on this question, y'all. Let's go to, because I want to ask this. What is the one thing that I can do to improve my relationships?
Ooh, one thing I can do.
What is the one thing that I can do to improve my relationships?
Okay. Can I answer that?
Yes.
Say no more often.
Okay, yeah, we got to bring Tyrell to the table.
Baby, you didn't hear nothing I just said.
You said say no.
Say no more often. I have a hard time saying no to my husband. And when I know that things should be done differently, and this is me being transparent. Y'all know every shift, Real Talk Tuesday, I got to say one thing at least transparent. I have a hard time saying no. When I know that the Lord is saying, that's not it. I'll sit there and say, you know what, babe? Okay. And that's not helping him. And that's not helping us, because when things fall flat behind that me not saying no, then I feel like, man, if I had just spoken up or if I had just said what I feel like I should have said, then we wouldn't be going through this. But instead, and I'm not saying say no, negatively, but there's some things that I should be saying, even if I just sow the seed, whether he does it or not. Sometimes I just don't do it because I just be, I have a problem just saying, babe, no, that's not the direction we should go in, or that's not what we should do. But I feel like that's something I need to do better.
Liza said, trust God's plan. And my dad said, get closer to God.
Come on.
Aunt Liza said, that's disobedience to the spirit.
You're right, Aunt Liza.
Yes, yes.
And every time I'm disobedient to the spirit, because I'm supposed to be his helpmeet. If nothing else, be obedient to what I know the spirit is leading me to do. But instead, I'm growing in that area. God had to show that to me, like, wow, you have a problem. When I tell you certain things, to at least just relay the message to him. You have a problem doing that. And I've learned, God is dealing with me on that.
Darren says, stand firm on your decision making.
On your decision. Come on, Darren.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yes. And that's just being a man.
Yeah, that's real.
I think I got to do that better too.
Yeah.
Stand firm, because I get wavered with my decisions.
Right.
And I got to stand firm. When I say it is, I got to stand firm on it.
Right.
So I got that struggle as well.
You wouldn't believe how many men have that struggle though. And it's so easy to look at that type of person and dog them out or judge them negatively. But it's so many men out here who make decisions and then change their mind, and then because they trying to, and usually you usually see that in a man that's trying to get it right, trying to hear what God have to say and do what he say. Because when you ain't trying to do what God say, you doing your own thing. You don't have a problem with your decisions. You say what you say, and that's
and
that.
I think it really comes from fear, because a lot of times it's what we don't know.
Right.
So when we make decisions, we making decisions on what we don't know.
Yeah.
So the fear of how it's going to turn out makes us waver.
You retract.
Yeah,
right.
It makes us waver in the decision.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we got to stand firm on God. That's why it's so important to be able to make those decisions. We got to be, but what we were talking about, this is why, see, it came full circle. Because again, when you were consulting God and you got God,
yeah,
you, no matter if you make the wrong decision, he's still going to lead you
there
on the
no
right
path.
Come so on. Is, yeah, he's still going to lead you. Yeah, he's going to lead you on the right path. So again, it's getting closer to God.
That's right.
So no matter whatever decision we make, he's going to be in it, even when we make the wrong decision. So, and it's a help us to being able to just keep making decisions and making decisions.
God said he take the foolish things to confound the wise.
Yes.
That means you think that you're doing something foolish or wrong. And God says, no, I allowed you to do that because I'm going to use that to show you something and to help somebody else.
Yeah.
So either way, make the decision and trust God that the decision that you made, he going to use it to do something great with it.
That's right. He's going to use it. But listen, y'all, man, we enjoying this weather out here. It is 71 degrees out here in the city of Houston, Texas. Man, I'm going about to take my baby girl. We're getting ready to go do some married stuff. I love you guys. Our time is up. Man, our time is up. We got two real back here with us next week with another dope hot topic. And we'll get with Pastor Bishop Butler on coming back the week after that. So, you know, we got some things rolling, man. We getting it going. And also, y'all, one thing we'll never do is we'll never, ever forget to give God the glory for allowing us this opportunity to be able to share what he's placed inside of us.
That's right.
Because we don't do this for money. We don't do it for a form of fashion or for fame. We don't even do it for fame.
Yeah.
We do it because God has placed it inside of us, and we're excited to give you information that he's given
us. Give it back.
And then one thing we want to do also is we want to give these guys here that help make it possible every Tuesday, man.
Sacred,
these guys out here, Sacred Stone Studios, here in the heart of the city of Houston.
Emancipation,
and when
baby,
I tell you, these brothers are awesome, man. If you in the city, man, and you need to come do your podcast, your church sermon, if you need to record some stuff, whatever, you need some stuff filmed, man, these guys are awesome, man. Look them up, sacredstonestudios@gmail.com. Look them up, and continue to like and share, y'all. Like and share. Man, we love y'all, guys. We love y'all. We thank y'all for rocking with us this long.
Yeah.
Man, we thank y'all. We've been rocking for about 2.5 years, y'all.
And this is what I just came up with this thought. I would love to see Shift Real Talk family, the Shift Real Talk Nation, so into Sacred Stone Studios. If you just feel it in your, I mean, these brothers are doing, it's a black-owned organization.
Yeah, they're black-owned,
they
owned,
are
man.
Professional.
And they're Christians,
they
and
go
they married,
above
man.
And beyond
yes,
to give you more than your money's worth. So if you just feel it in your shoulder.
Well, don't, that's our blessing.
If you feel it in your heart, your shanana, whatever it is, go on to Sacred Stone Studio. Follow them. They awesome. And so into this, because this really is a ministry as well. I don't know if they call it that, but I know that that's what they do for us. So into Sacred Stone Studios, Sacred Stone Media.
Because well,
it's going to be sown
into us
good
and we'll
ground.
Give it to them. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. Baby. Let's just cut out the middleman. Stop playing with me. Sacred Stone, sow into good ground because God is doing amazing things, and you'll be able to say that you were one of the ones that helped God do what
yeah,
he's going
to
do.
We want them to get us a whole auditorium, man, where they can do plays and stuff. So we believe in God. We believe in God for an expansion, for God to expand their territory where they're able to get a whole rehearsal studio.
If they could put their information up, put their Cash App up on here, that will be great. So into Sacred Stone Studios, y'all, because you will be doing doing something amazing.
So listen, y'all. Thank y'all again. We thank God for again. We thank y'all for rocking with us, man. you know, our faithful Real Talk Nation, man.
Yeah.
We love you guys. I promise you, man. We love y'all guys from the bottom of our hearts.
All right.
From the bottom of
our hearts. That's our time, people.
And that's our time, man.
So until next Tuesday, same bat channel, same bat place.
Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.